Because of that, I think law enforcement elsewhere had to bend over backwards to make sure that there wasn't even an appearance of celebrity justice, if you will.
Speaking of Mel Gibson, a story we did earlier this morning, Mel Gibson and his whole case is apparently going to be the basis of a new arc on Law and Order. Law and Order is going to do a three-part episode.
On Mel?
Rip from the
headlines, as they always do, where Chevy Chase will play an actor who gets pulled out of his car for drunk driving and do, pardon me?
Nothing.
You were going to say is the biggest insult to Mel Gibson is that he's being played by Chevy Chase.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say.
He's got you all figured out.
The day they call Clay Aiken says, guess what, Chevy Chase is playing you.
But what do you think, I mean, one thing with the Mel Gibson thing, somebody set yourself in the limelight, and I think one of the things that's probably very difficult is that, and you know, that's an egregious example. But we all step in it occasionally, you know, one way or another.
Right.
And that I think, does that make you sort of like, oh my gosh, if I ever say anything, I'm busted.
Not really. I mean, I don't think I'm going to go to the extreme that that somebody is. I think that certain people have. I think that to some extent you always wonder, you know, are people, what do I do? You know, there's always a joke backstage, you know, when I say I'm going to make a joke of some kind. Oh, that's going to be in the paper. You know, when I was sick the other morning.
Sure.
You know, someone was like, oh, do we need to call the doctor? And then my friend said, no, we're not going to have me on the news. Paramedics, Clay Aiken's dying. You know, it would be the Terrell Owens thing. You know, it would be sensationalized.
Does that make you crazy?
To some extent. I mean, I didn't need to go to the hospital, so it didn't matter. But, you know, sometimes you just, to some extent, think, whew, it'd be nice to just not be known.
And I guess at a certain level, you just have to decide, okay, I'm not going to worry about this one. You pick your battles and just sort of say, I have to let that one skate and just hope it's not going to be the one that actually makes it into
always.
The public
and
eye.
And you just kind of, at some extent, you just realize this is going to happen anyway, and you start ignoring it. And you don't even pay attention. A lot of times I hear stuff from other people and say, oh, well, I heard you were sick the other day, you know, or I heard this and this happened. I didn't know anybody was going to know I was sick until somebody here said something.
Yeah. But
now it's public knowledge.
We sort of blabbed on and on.
Yeah, you do
about
that.
It.
Speaking about the day you weren't here, we had some other people who were here. I want to show you our little visit with the members of the Clay Nation. Or perhaps not.
Maybe not.
I'm just kidding.
I'm Mark Kriske, KTLA. What's going on?
We're pulling right from Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas.
All y'all from Austin, Texas.
No, Key West, Florida.
Key West, Florida.
Massachusetts.
Boston, Massachusetts. Look up there and wave. That's our helicopter. Why y'all here? I got some bad news.
Mark always bear bad news.
But you know what? These...
So anyway, listen.
Now we did that whole thing.
I'm surprised you didn't get jumped by the way.
We did that whole thing. Clay, he did it with his earpiece. That's a microphone from his earpiece on his cell phone. That we did that.
You know, I've done that before. When the little thing wasn't working, I had to use a cell phone.
Yeah, it works really well.
And they work better than
isn't that fun?
A lot of our equipment here,
which is strange because my cell phone doesn't normally work. Yeah.
But what was so interesting to me is, and it speaks to this particular connection that you have with people. Each one of these ladies had their own individual story. It's like I'm from Delaware, and I drove to Syracuse to see him,
and they all know each other though. They become friends, which is kind of neat. They've all. I'm sure. I don't know if they all those four came together or not, but. They'll know each other forever, which is...
No, they didn't come together.
They
didn't know each other. I think maybe one or two of them came together or whatever and that kind of stuff. One said she was on a way to the concert. Her car got stuck in a snowdrift or whatever.
At concerts, right?
Yeah, they meet at concerts. Yeah. They go online and on the message boards and meet up with each other.
And you know what I was going to do, too? I was going to just...
frightening.
I was going to...
You think it's frightening or you think it's cool?
No, I think it's cool for me, but, you know, to meet a strange person that on the, you know, from a message board is kind of weird, but it's really kind of phenomenal to me because they've become this family of sorts. People from Connecticut are friends with people from Colorado and so on and so forth.
And what I was going to say, too, and this is just stepping back one step before we ran that when we were talking about, you know, are you worried about what tabloids or whatever and that kind of thing. You have gotten, you know, you're really clean out there. I mean, I read all the tabloids in the supermarket and everything, and you
apparently haven't been reading too much.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe everybody gets hit. Everybody gets hit.
So you have dirty stuff? Tell us. I don't have
dirty stuff, but you know they got to make stuff up.
They really will.
They will.
I wanted to ask about this notion of the Clay Nation and the Claymates. I remember reading a quote here that you're not very comfortable with people cheering for you.
I don't get it.
How So talk to me about that. You have these thousands of people that are so devoted to you. That must be hard for you to...
Well, it is. I mean, it is strange considering when I was in high school, didn't anybody want to talk to me at all, you know? When I was in school, nobody liked me. So everybody's now screaming my name. It's just, it's kind of strange to get used to, you know, and going from a small town where nobody, you know, knows who you are, and it's really, you know, to L.A. and New York, or, you know, just into this industry where there's so many people who know who you are all the time. It's a little, you know, it's kind of a...
We got a little tape from Idol, and I want to show that and have you look at it, because you first auditioned how long ago?
2003. We were... 2002 is when I first auditioned.
Wow.
All right, so now 4 years later, and your life is totally different. Is it better?
Some things are better. There's some things I don't have to worry about, I remember picking coins out of the couch to go get gas. You know, I don't have to worry about that anymore. But this is cool. Like, this type of thing is exciting. But then of course, there's some times where it gets tiring and, you know, you just want to go to the grocery store. I was talking to a friend yesterday about how this weekend, you know, I'm going back home. Now everybody knows I'm going back home. this weekend, we're going back home, and we were going to go to a store. And I said, okay, I think I'll try that. And he said, you're telling me you haven't been to X store? I'm not going to tell because they'll show up. And I said, no, not in 3 years. I haven't been. I said, okay, we'll give it a shot. So I'm trying to get more comfortable. I'm just in this place where I'm trying to get more comfortable with it. After 3 years, I'm trying to...
The Clay Nation is just chartering a plane now.
I want to ask you about, I remember when you first showed up on the show and the way you sung, and then the progress. It seems to me that, and I want you to give me your analysis of your own singing, but it seems to me that you've hit this tremendous arc in your ability to sing. I think your singing has improved so much now that you've become quite, I mean, it's a quite accomplished singer as opposed to when you started. So can you chart that for me?
Thank you. I don't know what to say about that.
I think you hold notes better now.
Just a comfortability to it. Yeah. It's kind of, you know, your voice is kind of like a muscle. You work out and it gets stronger. So I think after you've done it a while, I always find songs that are always, like Solitaire, for example, really tough for me to sing. This one, 1,000 Days from the new album, is always tough to sing because it's so high. And after you've sung it for a while, it just becomes more comfortable. So I think that's just the way it works in general. After you've been doing it for a while, you get more comfortable with it.
This CD, which is really being well reviewed and certainly a big seller, is a lot of covers.
Yeah, it is. We decided to go with, Clive Davis had an idea to try to bring back some of the best love songs of the last 20
years.
Clive knows, doesn't he? Let's just play a little bit. This Harry Nilsson song is such a great song. Here's it without you.
Oh, I can't forget this evening or your face when you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows.
Great song.
Great song.
Boy, you sing it beautifully.
Well, thank you very much.
Are there favorites on the album?
We did a cover of Dolly Parton's Here You Come Again from late 70s, and it's that da-da-da-da, and we changed it and made this really, you know, laid-back, chill ballad out of it, which was kind of cool for me. That's probably one of my favorites. And Every Time You Go Away, the Paul Young
song. That's a great song.
We redid that a little bit and tried to make it a little more pop-friendly. So the ones that we took and really recrafted are the ones I think are my favorites.
Are you thinking about anything else, acting, producing, or anything, or is that
newscasting?
Political,
yeah.
Of course.
No, somebody said that Clay wants to be, quote, a host guy.
I would love to have a talk show. That's what I really want to do. I'd love to have a talk show.
Stay out of the game show arena. That's
So if you had the Clay talk show, if this was your talk show right now, what would you do?
If this were my talk show,
what would you talk about?
I don't know. I like taking news topics and kind of like a Larry King / Donahue thing. You know, Donahue, mm-hmm. where he used to interact with the audience and let them ask questions. People don't do that anymore, and I think that people at home would like to be involved as much as they can. So I'd love to do some kind of Donahue thing, some celebrity stuff, some newsworthy stuff, some human interest stuff, that type of thing.
So here we go again. Some producer's watching this right now.
Yeah,
call me.
Ray Bruni.
They're all fighting to get your number dialed properly. That's so great.
The new CD is called 1,000 Different Ways. Let me show you a cover of it. Drop dropped in record stores last week with huge sales. There you go. Good for you, Clay.
He's fighting it out with Sexy Back. I think this album is dynamite.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And it's great that you were here today. See, everything works out the way it's supposed to.
Yes.
You were here today.
Absolutely.
But you know how many times we hear from people all of a sudden last minute, gee, I got sick or whatever, and you never see them for another 10 years. But
you,
that's the great thing. I mean, 2 days later.
Thank you guys for letting me
use your word. Are you kidding?
Thank you for letting us do.
Playmates would have had his skin.
Yeah, I was out there. Yeah, they sent me out there, you know?
They know where he lives.
Are you going to do a Christmas tour this year?
We're going to do a little spot dates. We're not going to do Christmas tours. We're going to work with some orchestras across the country and actually perform with them. And then we're going to tour with this thing early next year.
Excellent. Love the Christmas tour last year. It was
great. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure to have you here, Clay.
Thank you guys very much for having me.
We'll see you soon.
All right. We don't know if this is in his future, but up next, Babies Change Your Life. The authors of a new book explain how to cope with those changes and make the first year of motherhood a joy.
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, what a face. Look at that.
Hi, baby.
Look, I'm on TV.
Look it. What a pretty girl. It seems like food isn't the only thing that's gone organic. We're putting on a little fashion show to model the very latest baby clothes. These are clothes that have gone green.
And the Cyber Center. Hi, Kurt.
I still am in awe when I see myself on TV like that. Coming up here, we will take you online, asking you now, get to your computer, send us an email. Today is Hot Seat, or it's what? Hump Day Hot Seat. That's what it is. Ask us any question, and I mean any question you have for the anchor. Pick who you'd like. We've got that's the hottest video coming up. We're scouring for it now. We'll have the results in minutes.
This portion of the news is brought to you by Pepsi.